Monday morning. It's cold out there still. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This coming weekend, you have a chance to explore your future career at St. Clair County Community College. This is in partnership between SC4 and MSU. Janine Schweighofer is here to tell us more about it. Janine, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are with SC4 or MSU or a little of both?
Michigan State University Extension.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about what's going on Saturday.
Yeah, we've got a joint community event scheduled for Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on exploring your future career. So we've designed stations that'll be hands-on, have some hands-on activities. Some of the labs at SC4 will be open, and students can come through and explore different careers they might not be familiar with.
Pete Lacey is also here from SC4. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's a great opportunity for people to take a look and see what's available locally, right?
Absolutely. We're really proud to partner with Michigan State Extension on this. I think it's a great opportunity for students to come down and check out different careers. You know, in my work, I see lots of students come in, they're undecided. This is an opportunity to check out a variety of things that you may be interested in for your future.
Students of all ages, right? It's not just for those high school students or first-year college students, but anybody that's considering a new career.
Correct. Students of all ages, middle school, even younger, are welcome to attend. It's a family event, and it's free.
What are some of those careers that you're going to be highlighting?
So from the Michigan State University side, we'll be talking about agriculture and natural resource careers, including crop science, animal science, meat processing, ichthyology, and more.
You know there's a follow-up question there, right? What is ichthyology?
The study of fish.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So lots of career possibilities there. And folks who come will actually get a chance to see the medical simulation labs at SC4.
Yeah. So several of our SC4 faculty will be there highlighting their programs. So students can look at computer information system, the criminal justice area, the paramedic, nursing, all those health-related careers, robotics and welding. The health simulation stuff will be open so that students can get a look at that as well.
These are careers that a lot of times we don't talk about or know about. I mean, if somebody had just come up to me and said, I want to be an ichthyologist when I grow up, I'd say, well, that sounds great. What is it? So there's a lot of careers that exist that people just don't know an awful lot about.
Yes, and some of them require some sort of training or certificate or a two-year program or a four-year program or on past that as well. So some require skilled trades and some are higher levels of higher education.
Right. They can start
all
that.
Should be something for everyone.
Right. And they can start all that at SC4, whether it's through St. Clair County Community College, Michigan State University, any of the other partners that you have. There's a lot of possibilities, aren't there?
Yeah. I mean, Michigan State University is one of our top transfer partners as well. And so it's a great way to start at SC4 and continue on to get an MSU degree if you need that.
The program is called Explore Your Future Career. It's this Saturday at SC4, 9 till 1 in the Applied Technology Center, right?
That's correct. If students and families just look for the little wind turbine there outside of the ATC building right in the corner of Glenwood and Stone Street.
Do people need to register ahead of time or anything like that?
Advanced registration is not required. If they have any questions, they can call 989-5760. And we look forward to seeing him 9 a.m. Saturday.
Great way to match up students and potential careers, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Janine, Pete, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, it is 9:45 now here on WPHM.